Mitoshi Blokamoto.
Hello, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit about your background and what you've created?
Yeah, sure. So Bitmap is my brainchild. It came from the idea that the metaverse is too centralized and we need to do something about it. So what I did is I took Bitcoin and I said, every block on Bitcoin is a district in the metaverse. And then every transaction within that block is a parcel. So the protocol that I created, it basically says the first person to inscribe a text inscription that says block height.bitmap is the valid owner of that block. And I launched the protocol in June 2023. Mm. And it took off like wildfire. Within a few weeks, all of the blocks of Bitcoin had been inscribed out. And to this day, they're being inscribed. Every block is being inscribed basically on the block that it's inscribing.
That's amazing. And how did you do that? So you didn't do it as a sold ordinals collection, did you? You did it as people create their own.
That's right.
Themselves. They just do their own inscription.
Yeah. So anybody could anybody can inscribe the bitmap number completely open. There's competition. And at the moment, the competition is really between the miners, the people who have bots who are doing it automatically, and really like whoever has the best fee rate for the miners to pick up.
Mm.
So it's quite competitive, sort of like Bitcoin blocks themselves.
Yeah. So it's that competitiveness to be the first to actually inscribe it. I mean, so you said it was like the number one ordinals collection.
Yeah, in terms of sales numbers, like volume of sales. So I need to check the all time to really validate that. But I mean, it's been consistently the top selling ordinal in the 30-day period, basically since I started.
Mm.
So
that's quite a thing.
Yeah, it's been doing really well.
And you said that you then didn't build the metaverse itself, like the community building it.
Yeah, so it's a completely open protocol. So it's sort of like starts off as a vision, an idea. Bitcoin blocks are the metaverse. And then it's kind of up to all of us, including me, because I'm building as well, to build around that. So it's like, it's almost like trying to carve out Bitcoin as a sculpture and try and find the sculpture inside it, as Michelangelo would say.
Okay. Interesting. Like, how big is the community?
There's over 40,000 holders, which is more than any metaverse. It's more than other sides, more than Sandbox, more than all the big metaverses. So I'd say in that respect, it's the metaverse with the largest holder count.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Now how do they like, what does the actual metaverse look like? Is it like a VR, like does it look like anything else that we've already seen, or like what's the format?
Yeah, so it's down to interpretation. There's a few different approaches that people take, and versions of Bitmap that have been created. There's the on-chain and the off-chain versions. Like, what we're really pushing towards is everybody build everything on chain, even the app itself, the entire metaverse on Bitcoin. So all you need to do is load up Bitcoin and load up an ord node, or just load up an inscription and it's there. But there's also off-chain versions which use the bitmap as the key to the metaverse, similar to traditional, previous incarnations of the metaverse. So yeah, there's so many different builders and different kinds of styles of bitmap. The real challenge is unifying it all and trying to create cohesion between them.
Sure, so, yeah. Getting them to all work together.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there characters that you can go in? Like, do you have like mintable characters, things like that?
Yeah, so in the big one that is compatible, there's a protocol that was created somewhat inspired by bitmap called BRC420. And that allows for people to mint avatars, to mint anything they want, and sell them with royalties on top of that. BRC420, you can create a Minecraft-style character, and you mint the image, like the fold-out of the image. And that that works functionally with bitmapland.xyz. And there's so many cool avatars that people have created on there. So yeah, it's baby steps. We're at the Minecraft level at the moment, so getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Then, like, so I'd be interested to hear your take on where ordinals stand in the grand scheme of NFTs, and like, obviously it took off really in a big way very quickly, ordinals. And I know there was some contention within Bitcoin around not wanting NFTs on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I mean, not NFTs, the inscriptions, but like, what does that landscape look like now? What are the kind of, what's the attitude, I suppose, internally within the community?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different ideas. There are miners, there are people who think all inscriptions on Bitcoin are spam and they want to censor Bitcoin, which completely goes against Bitcoin entirely. It's like, you're kind of missing the point here.
Yeah.
And then there are the people who just believe it's there to be used and you can use it for whatever you want. That's the entire point. How it stands within ordinals. The ordinal space itself is very interesting. You have a lot of people doing the same stuff as Ethereum, or trying to replicate what they did on Ethereum, but then you have the actual builders, the functionality guys, who really are trying to piece things together and turn Bitcoin into basically a global computer that anyone can log into, tap into, and it's no longer just about money, finance, it's about storing things permanently forever on chain, and the metaverse being a big part of that.
Obviously that's a big, you know, that was the original vision, or part of the original vision of Ethereum. Not necessarily the NFT side of things, but like the ability to have that on-chain permanence and programmability. Where do you think Bitcoin differs to Ethereum in that regard, and what do you think it offers more than Ethereum? Or other chains, for example.
Yeah, I'll start with what Bitcoin doesn't have that Ethereum has, which is smart contracts. That is, you could say that's a downside, but I kind of see that as a cool feature. There are certain things you can't do. But what's really cool about ordinals is you just inscribe a HTML file or the JS file, or you can inscribe bits and pieces just as their own inscriptions, rather than having to create a smart contract and go through that whole rigmarole and embed everything in there. You just create the pieces and then you can link them together with recursion. And essentially, when it comes to it, it creates this web of functionality, which doesn't really exist on Ethereum. The interconnectedness isn't there. Like, people have inscribed libraries like 3JS and all the big libraries on Bitcoin, so other people can then come and use that with recursion. So I think the composability of Bitcoin is a big differentiator, and I think that's still yet to be fully uncovered underneath all of the PFPs and the nonsense.
That's interesting, because I hadn't heard that, like, composability. It's an interesting take, like, because obviously Ethereum's supposed to be very composable and interoperable. Like, I know that it's difficult, especially when you're across different chains and sometimes even bridges. But I suppose in that sense, Bitcoin is Bitcoin, and there is no, I suppose there's the Lightning Network, but presumably there's no ordinals on the Lightning Network.
No, not really. Not that I really know of. I don't think Lightning's really conducive to that kind of thing.
No. Oh, you've got a spider. Oh, nope, he's gone. It was about to crawl onto your sunglasses.
They love me, the spiders.
It's interesting. So I don't really know much about the ordinal scene, I suppose. It's like, I saw it pop up. I kind of dabbled with it and tried it out as a technology, but I haven't followed it closely, because from my perspective, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, but I feel like we've done that with Ethereum. So I suppose the thing that I'm most interested in is, like, why do it on ordinals as opposed to something else? And I'm not like an Ethereum maxi or anything like that at all. But I'm trying to understand, like, why Bitcoin?
I think what Casey did with ordinals is a really unique prospect, which is indexing every single Satoshi mathematically and having a way to, it basically turned Bitcoin into a non-fungible, because now every Satoshi is different. It's indexed, it's got an ID, and you can't undo that. And yeah, in terms of, I don't know, I think Ordinals offers just such a simple protocol. It's so simple. You just upload data and there's your data. There's no like solidity, there's no everything. It's just any web language that anybody can understand. You can upload any file, there's no weirdness.
Yeah. I suppose one of the interesting things about I liked the concept of being able to send someone some Bitcoin and then be receiving an NFT, or not an NFT, an inscription.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep making that mistake. without realizing it. And like, actually, like, you can receive and send and transact some things, but you've actually got other things coming into your wallet that you don't realize. And so there's like this hidden layer.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, to be fair.
No, it is cool. And also the fact that every Satoshi has its own lineage, and like, even if it doesn't have anything inscribed on it, you could be getting pizza sats from the Pizza Day event.
So yeah, do you want to tell me about where the project is now and where you're going with it?
Yeah, sure. So we're at the point now where we've got the index of all bitmaps fully on chain, so you no longer need to use... it's up to 840,000. We're going to update it soon. You no longer have to go to an off-chain indexer to check that, which used to be the case.
Okay.
So that's allowed us to create basically an operating system around bitmap. So you can type in your bitmap number we call it Atlas, and it will resolve to anything that is re-inscribed on your bitmap. So it's almost like a TLD. Like a shortcut to any inscription. That's a very basic, simple use case, can evolve quite quickly. And what I'm working on now, it's called... Sorry,
Adam. I was going to say, so you can use your bitmap as your, basically as like an address, like a sort of, like a, yeah, like a TLD.
Yeah, exactly.
You just say, put in this. Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, and there's not really anything else. There's no real way of doing that. So as an index, it becomes quite useful. And in Atlas, we've got things like an inscription tester, so you can actually test your inscriptions on that. And these are all the apps that are on Atlas. They're fully on chain. So we're just building out slowly. We've got a basic demo operating system, and now I'm working on a command line system that's composable, that people can update with their own commands and stuff like that. That works within Ordinals recursion. You can check any other inscription. The idea is, let's say one day you have a portable system that has a node on it, and you only check the internet like every 10 minutes for block updates.
Mm.
You don't need to connect to the internet, but you have access to everything that's on Bitcoin, and you can, so it's like you're browsing the internet offline.
Mm.
So that's kind of the ultimate one of the ultimate goals with Termina and with Atlas and Bitmap in general.
The Bitcoin-based operating system. Yeah. Well, that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there forever, can never be taken down. And
how quick is it? Like, how sort of like, what will it be like to use as you envisage it?
It basically gives you the ability to resolve any bitmap or any inscription. So that's the basic functionality. It's got a simple desktop and some demo apps. But there's another operating system that came out shortly after by Snooptoshi called OrdOS, which takes it a step further and allows you to install inscriptions as apps on your desktop. And it saves everything within a cache on your browser.
Right.
So you basically have a persistent operating system, at least as long as the cache survives. But currently it doesn't have so much of what we're building, which is the interconnectedness, that using all of the recursion and connecting bitmap with it, it doesn't have any of that. So in the future, I see those projects kind of merging together, or what I'm building with Termina, the terminal, kind of integrating into AutoS, that's where I'm thinking. As soon as he made AutoS, that's kind of where I was like, okay, I need to make the killer app for AutoS.
Mm.
So that was my thinking.
That's super interesting. So where can people find you?
Yeah, so you can go to @Blockomoto on X, or you can go to bitmap.land to find out about Bitmap and to look at the directory and check out what people are building on Bitmap. And also check out Bitmap News on X. They're constantly talking about Bitmap and keeping the community together as a very tight community.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you, man.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Cool.